Community.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected.
Connected to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Abuja.
All right, on behalf of Swat and I on the sunny side, this is how we sign out. It's been wonderful enjoying 3 hours with you. We are done and we are gone. Handing you over to the Hard Facts crew. It's definitely going to be a beautiful time on radio. Do not tune off. Stay tuned. You would gain a whole lot from the rest of our programs. 95.1 Nigeria Info. I'm Debbie Deloshi. See you tomorrow.
Security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected.
Connected to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info
95.1 Abuja. Abuja.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five birds swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids and new king birds, swans and swimming, six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine drummers drumming, eight geese a-milking,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
10 pipers piping,
9 drummers drumming,
8 geese a-milking,
5 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
2 turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Did you know?
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 Pers-
personality. Shehu Shagari, early career. Kaduna College originally was created to be a teacher training school. There were few high-level civil service professions open to indigents in northern Nigeria, and coupled with the lack of postgraduate schools except the Yaba Higher College, the teaching profession became the dominant career path early graduates of Kaduna College took, and Shagari was no exception. After finishing secondary school, he was called on to become the new pupil science teacher of Sokoto Middle School, and shortly after, he was appointed the science teacher for Zaria Middle School. In 1945, after the end of World War II, he moved back to become the science and also history and geography teacher of the Sokoto Middle School. There, he was reunited with his extended family who lived nearby. 6 years after, he was posted to Argungu as the headmaster of the new primary school there.
The facts are glaring.
It's point blank.
It's better to have little than the blessings of God than to have much more than the no blessings of God.
But people need to see, know, and hear.
When you return that money, you hear the message.
Whatever is not yours, even if you kill yourself, it won't come. That's my opinion.
So do share the facts on Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts. With Kimberly, 3 to 6 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Conversations
made of trustworthy ideas,
passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk
on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
This is Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts
on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Okay, yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm back. And my voice, I got my voice back. As I yesterday, my voice was sounding so groggy. I was so worried for myself. I'm like, all right, I don't know if this husky voice suits my personality. Like, who wants to sound like that? Like Kermit the Frog. You know Kermit the Frog, right?
Oh,
green is not even my favorite color, so why should I be sounding like Kermit the Frog? So it feels good to have my voice back. Thank you, ginger. Thank you, garlic. Thank you, honey and hot water. Thank you so much.
Thank you for getting your back.
And thanks to all the malaria treatment also that went along with it. Mm-hmm. What is it with this malaria plus plus that everyone is having?
Just,
you know, you go for test and they tell you it's malaria plus plus.
As in, is it more like they're
suspicious?
Like, yeah, because I don't understand. It seems same as mine some weeks ago.
Yeah.
And just decided that, you know what, let me just go and get myself tested. And the guy just said, how did you come here? I said, oh, I drove myself here. I said, you drove yourself. Ah, no.
Your own
no.
was malaria
please,
plus
turn,
plus.
Turn your back. And before I could say Jack, two injections went in. Pa, pa, pa. I'm like, wait, what's happening? I came here by myself. What's happening? And from that point, I just knew, man, okay.
It's not a joke.
It's not
and the kind of malaria is not the one they will give you drugs and tell you to swallow. It's injection and the drugs.
They will tell you that, you know what, in fact, the medication starts, those drugs start after the injection.
Yeah.
You know, that the malaria is really resistant and all the like.
So there must be something in the air because they said, oh, a lot of people have been coming down with this December flu. I'm like, oh, that's what they call it now, December flu.
I've been...
But why are we not testing like proper Omicron? Why is the first point of call malaria?
Because, I mean, every other person will tell you, oh, Nigerians have malaria, even when they don't. It's malaria. Somebody has a headache, and someone who doesn't even know how that headache came about, just say, just take, now malaria, they give you, no worry. Just take. And you find a lot of people self-medicating. But on the lighter side, I have my camera on in my house to peek mosquitoes' activity. And I have a new software that can interpret the song they sing to English so I can just understand. Because it feels like mosquitoes are having a real meeting.
Definitely. But the thing is that I even hardly see them. Okay, except for yesterday night, I had a friend come around and I actually could see like two of them dancing. Like, no, not today, Satan. I am just recovering. I am not going to have you. We died here. We fumigated till the...
If you observe, Kim, even some of those insecticides we use, the normal...
I feel like they just faint and then after a while they just...
You know what? We see that you have this insecticide, we'll just chill.
You'll play dead.
After a while, this one, I see, it has stopped smelling.
Come up. I honestly, in my heart, believe that's what happened. That some of them are not strong. It just knocks them out.
And later, they just have to. The most annoying part is the male mosquitoes. I don't know.
How do you know male from different female?
It's the male that do the singing for the female to suck the blood.
I can't remember the last time a mosquito sang anywhere close to me.
It's the male. They're the one. Once you sang, don't concentrate on that one. Be looking for the one that has
the silent partner.
Yes. I don't know why would a male just be like that.
But this shouldn't be mosquito season. It's usually rainy season where you have body of water, puddles, and the likes lurking around. The weather is dry. And a tad cold and dusty. Why would it be malaria?
So,
malaria does not blow in the air. Malaria is when mosquito will come and perch on you and talk and transfer plasmodium. But even if I'm making malaria sound like airborne disease, you people are not serious in this country yet.
You need to see Kim in the studio how passionate she's talking about. Anyway, yeah, good news. From next year, you'll be able to see a lot of things happening inside here.
Yes, we are going to have a virtual studio where you literally see the behind-the-scenes activity and unseen activity live on all our social media platforms.
Yeah, and some of us are beginning to learn how to just behave ourselves.
Imagine when they send you a secular, the program manager says, okay, you're going to buy new clothes so, because you guys will be on TV. You're like... Is there a budget for it? You can't just tell people, like, make sure you get fine clothes because they're going to be live from next year. Like, there should be a budget. That meal should go with it.
What I'm wearing.
Yeah, because I don't want to come to work thinking, did I wear this dress? Did I rock it on Tuesday?
All this drama of you cannot wear your clothes twice.
That's the beauty.
I will wear my clothes five times. Is it you that bought it for me? Exactly. I bought it for myself.
I mean, that's why radio is precious to
that's
me.
That's why we love
you. You don't have to worry too much about how you dress. Say for when you're having guests, okay, you want to look presentable and the likes, but you don't have to really worry about, oh, is my hair done, my nails did, my dress fly. But then they put the camera and then the next thing you have to be conscious of
KK in life camp one time.
Mm-hmm.
And two people inside the KK were talking about me. But did you know I was one?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, wow, interesting.
Well,
so I just stood there and I was just enjoying the conversation. But when I dropped, one now said, ah, how can a man be this big? Now he just squeezed us here. If not that he's coming down now, we wouldn't have realized that he took all the space.
Wow.
They were saying it in a particular language that I
understand
very well. So when I came down, I now told them in that same language, thank you very much. God bless you. I say no, we are together.
And they recognized your voice.
They did not. They still did not. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why we love you.
But some people can still recognize voice.
Very
I've been to a number of places. I've just talked like, you sound like Kimberly Wachiko.
Oh, you sound like, I've heard that plenty of times. Wow, I wish I was.
I hear that a lot, you know. She sounds like an awesome, incredible person. I bet she's very tall. And you know, Sahel, I don't understand. Why would you? Why did that tall Joe crack you up?
No,
did you laugh extra hard?
No, you know, billionaires laugh to original jokes only, strictly original. We don't laugh to something that was just sat down and somebody just fixed a light together and decided to put you more in. We laugh to original, strictly original. So.
Oh, dear.
I can write you a check. But the checkbook is in
there. I know. Don't let Adewumi Daniel hear you. Those things really ruffle his feather. He gets him really upset. All right, people, it feels good to be here. I missed you all through yesterday and part of Friday. I could just barely do the Friday show before I left the studio. But it feels good to be back here, and I'm glad Sahel is with me on the show today. So welcome to Hard Facts.
You are all welcome. We'll start with the round table.
Yes, we will. And at the 4 o'clock hour, Dr. Ahmed Adamu will join us. We'll be looking at the way forward to dealing with insecurity in northern Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something to expect. And on the 19th of December, a lot of us were waiting to see how the president will sign and how much funfair will greet the signing of the Electoral Amendment Bill. But unfortunately, the president quite did not agree with the majority of people who seem to think, sign the bill, Mr. President. We need that. Is it that the governors had their way? Because you know that direct primary part was so contentious to a point where some governors felt we would not take it. It was their own Urubebe movement. So the president is not signing it. And he's written to the National Assembly about that.
I mean, he had to do what he had to do. The likes of Wike also spoke yesterday about it. And again, Garbashehu too spoke about it and said, you know, let's just wait. It's either of two things, either the president assent to it or not. So, but I mean...
Well, he limits the choice. He either assents or not, or the National Assembly swings into action and then they also have the power to override that to saying we're passing this thing into law.
So
it's left for us to see how the National Assembly will respond to this. A lot is hanging on their shoulder at the moment.
Because after reading that, the letter that was sent to the National Assembly, they also had like a closed door session. And we're yet to get what that session is all about. Are they talking about the bill? Are they talking about a way of going about the bill? Are they going to be exercising their own power?
Yeah.
As it concerns that bill. But quite shocking again. I mean, you see the likes of the executive governor of Benue State speaking about Otom, who is also out there, who also commend Mr. President as it concerns this. So, you know, we'll just keep our fingers crossed. But then again, you also need to get to know some of the reasons why.
Why? Yeah. Well,
this bill was not signed.
Let's hear from the Senate president. The president wrote to the Senate and gave reasons for withholding assent to the 2021 Electoral Amendment Bill. Let's take a listen to what he has to say and then we'll get your thoughts afterwards. Stay with us, please.
Dear distinguished Senate President, withholding of assent to Electoral Act Amendment Bill 2021. Withholding of assent to Electoral Act Amendment Bill 2021. Further to the letter dated 18th November 2021, forwarded for presidential assent, the Electoral Act Amendment Bill 2021, as passed by the National Assembly, have received informed advice from relevant ministries, departments, and agencies. And agencies of the government, and have also carefully reviewed the bill in light of the current realities prevalent in the Federal Republic of Nigeria in the circumstances. Arising from the review, Mr. Senate President may wish to note that the conduct of elections for the nomination of party candidates solely via direct primaries, as envisaged by the Electoral Amendment Bill 2021, has serious adverse legal, financial, economic and security consequences which cannot be accommodated at the moment, considering our nation's peculiarities. It also has implications on the rights of citizens to participate in the government as constitutionally ensured. The Electoral Act Amendment Bill 2021 seeks to amend certain provisions of the extant Electoral Act 2010. Part of the objective of the bill is the amendment of the present Section 87 of the Electoral Act 2010 to delete the provision for the conduct of indirect primaries in the nomination of party candidates, so that party candidates can henceforth only emerge through direct primaries. Arising from the review, Mr. Senate President may wish to particularly note the pertinent issues implicated as follows to wit. A. The conduct of direct primaries across the 8,809 wards across the length and breadth of the country will lead to a significant spike in the cost of conducting primary elections by parties, as well as increase in the cost of monitoring such elections by INEC, who has to deploy monitors across these wards each time a party is to conduct direct primaries for the presidential, gubernatorial, and legislative posts. The addition of these costs, with the already huge cost of conducting general elections, will inevitably lead to huge financial burden on both the political parties, INEC, and the economy in general at a time of dwindling revenues. The indirect consequences of the issues of high cost and monetization are that it will raise financial crimes and constitute further strain on the economy. It will also stifle smaller parties without the enormous resources required to mobilize all party members for the primaries. This is not healthy for the sustenance of multi-party democracy in Nigeria. In addition to increased costs identified above, conducting and monitoring primary elections across 8,809 wards will pose huge security challenges, as the security agencies will also be overstretched. Direct primaries will be open to participation from all and sundry, and such large turnout without effective security coordination will also engender intimidation and disruptions, thereby raising credibility issues for the outcomes of such elections. The amendment as proposed is a violation of the underlying spirit of democracy, which is characterized by freedom of choices. Political parties...
This is Nigeria Info.
Love it. From all of us here, have a merry, merry Christmas. 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The right to freedom of association. Several millions of Nigerians are not card-carrying members of any political party. Thus, the emphasis should be on enabling qualified Nigerians to vote for the candidate of their choice during general elections as a means of participation in governance and furtherance of the concept of universal adult suffrage or universal franchise. The proposed amendment will also give rise to a plethora of litigations based on diverse grounds and issues of law, including but not limited to the fact that the proposed amendment cannot work in retrospect, given that the existing constitution of the parties already registered with the Independent National Electoral Commission permits direct, indirect, and consensus primaries. This real possibility will without doubt truncate the electoral program of the nation as another electoral exercise imminent towards a change of government in 2023. Nigeria is at the moment still grappling with issues of monetization of the political process and vote buying at both party and general elections. The direct implication of institutionalizing only direct primaries is the aggravation of over-monetization of the process, as there will be much more people a contestant needs to reach out to, thereby further fueling corruption and abuse of office by incumbent contestants who may resort to public resources to satisfy the increased demands and logistics of winning party primaries. Direct primaries are also subject or susceptible to manipulation or malpractices, as most parties cannot boast of a reliable and verified membership register or valid means of identification, which therefore means non-members can be recruited to vote by wealthy contestants to influence the outcome. Rival parties can also conspire and mobilize people to vote against a good or popular candidate in a party during its primaries just to pave way for their own candidates. Whereas, where voting is done by accredited delegates during indirect primaries, the above irregularities are not possible. The major conclusions arrived at upon the review are highlighted here under tweet. A. Aside the serious adverse legal, financial, economic and security consequences, the limitation or restriction of nomination procedures available to political parties and their members constitutes an affront to the right to freedom of association. It is thus undemocratic to restrict the procedure or means of nomination of candidates by political parties, as it also amounts to undue interference in the affairs of political parties. Indirect primaries or collegiate elections are part of the internationally accepted electoral malpractices, electoral practices. More so, direct primaries are not free from manipulations and do not particularly guarantee the emergence of the will of the people, especially in circumstances like ours, where it is near impossible to sustain a workable implementation framework or structure thereof. In the premise above, I hereby signify to the National Assembly that I am constrained to withhold assent to the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. In the premise of the above, I hereby signify to the National Assembly that I am constrained to withhold assent to the Electoral Amendment Bill 2021 in line with the provisions of Section 58(1) and 4 of the 1999 Constitution as amended. It is my considered position that the political parties should be allowed to freely exercise right of choice in deciding which of direct or indirect primaries to adopt in the conduct of their primary elections as their respective realities may permit. Please accept the Assembly Senate President the assurance of my highest consideration and esteem. Yours sincerely, Muhammadu Buhari.
Quite interesting. The reasons have been presented, and it's just one aspect of it that has been contentious from day one. We heard the concerns of some governors under the aegis of the Nigerian Governors Forum about direct primaries. We saw resistance from some political parties like the PDP and the members of the APC who were vehemently opposed to direct primaries, complaining so bitterly about it. And that is the one solid area where the president's letter is directed at, the direct primary aspect of it. There. Thank you, Toby. So, Toby's in the studio, not outside, just in case you're wondering. So this is the area that we have given. And then it would be nice to see how the National Assembly responds to this, because the National Assembly themselves were the ones who came up with this direct primaries. And I know he got some kicks, but they passed it nonetheless. And now the president, getting advice from INEC and the likes of it, has decided, we're not saying this, it was INEC that advised this. INEC apparently gave the pros and the cons and seemed to be okay with it to the degree that they responded to the president. And this is coming from the president and his team saying, we can't sign this. So everything is suspended. Mm. You know, the electronic voting and all of that, and I just have been looking forward to because of this. And you know how this drags time. I mean, this is like deja vu. We've seen this happen before. And the last time it was because we did not have enough time to implement it before the election. And then we are getting into a year before election. Election next in 2023 is February, thereabout.
Yes.
So we have like time is ticking pretty fast. This is not the time to... Besides, it felt like the Senate president also had malaria plus plus, the way he was coughing because of all the symptoms. Just on a lighter note. Back to the matter of this electoral amendment bill. It's really a shame that we did not see this signed. The president has given his reason. What would the National Assembly do next? Would they sign it into law because they have the power to do that? Or would it be another long session of deliberation all over again?
I mean, the way it's looking, it's looking like it's going to be another long session. But then again, just like I said, after that session, there was also a closed door session at the assembly. And so let's see if some form of override would also happen there as it concerns this. A lot of this has got a lot of people talking, and just maybe, in what light will this also be putting the government of the day as it concerns this? Because a lot of people have been waiting and saying, you know what, this feels like some kind of level of messiah that we're waiting for as it concerns our electoral system, as it were. But is it going to be standing tall? Or this fall would just be the real fall for the defeat of the Electoral Amendment Bill. Never can tell. Let's see what the outcome of that closed-door session would bring out. But, I mean, again, there are powers that be in that same assembly, which would give way for which.
Interesting. All right, let's get your take on this particular story, because this is one of the biggest stories of the day and got a lot of people talking, because a lot of people actually have been waiting for this. Gaja says we will decide next line of action in 2022, says Gaja, on electoral bill. And sometimes things can be painfully slow, even with the National Assembly. We know how long it took before with coalition. I mean, I wonder what groups like... hopefully we'll get to speak with Darren tomorrow, Ario. He's been one of those people, part of the coalition, the forefront, advocating for the Electoral Amendment Bill. EIGA, CDD, Connected Development, and the likes of them. So it feels like all work has just been dumped for now because of this. And who knows the amount of work that will go into just getting this back on the table and back into conversation space also.
But Kim, also as we speak, as you can also see that, I mean, there are 77 persons have also signed to saying that let's override Mr. President.
So what should it be? Override Mr. President? But will they be able to do it, this National Assembly?
Yeah, but it is a report credited to Senator George Sekubo says that some lawmakers are actually planning to override the president's decision on this. And so far, 77 from what we can see.
Yeah, but you know the number that is required to do that.
Exactly.
You need more than 77 at this point.
We need cross 77, even the 77, as they were, how were they able to gather themselves to pull that through? We'll keep our eyes on it.
Mm. Well, let's get to hear some thoughts by telephone as we look at one more story. 0700-951-0000 is the number to call. So, seeing that we don't have a guest, we might as well get to hear from you early.
Oh, sorry, I said 7773, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm still in the same neighborhood. 73 signatures have so far been collected. Yes, you're welcome.
Hello, TV.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good luck.
Good luck, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Yes. Mr. President is the president of Nigeria, and is also a president of the Senate. So if Mr. President will refuse to sign that electoral bill, Norway is also a president. Let inside the bill. If there are no rubber stamps, we are going to know now. So we are watching, and we are waiting to hear from them. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello? 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 Yes, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Okay.
Yes, you're welcome. Welcome to the roundtable.
How about you now?
Better. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My name is Abri Ibrahim from Malaba.
Go ahead.
I bless you media. God will bless all of you. So let us know what is happening to Nigeria. We're all here. What President wrote, what Lawal's read. You see, most of our dancing governor, I think all of us are here the other day, and the petroleum bill, then all the heads of state, passed one, refused to sign the petroleum bill, but Buhari signed. But they will not talk that one, no. The dancing governor did not say so. Okay, God bless Nigeria. Thank you very much. We are listening.
He says the dancing governor.
Who was he referring to?
I don't know if we have a dancing governor. There's only one person referred to as the dancing senator. I don't know if there is a dancing.
Well, we don't know. You lost us at dancing, actually. Let's hear from the next caller.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon to you.
I greet two of you.
We greet one of you.
Okwi is my name. Calling you from Kuba.
Okwi, you're welcome. Let's
the talk. Controversial about this electoral bill, whether National Assembly from Ahmed Lawal to Bajabia Miller to Mr. President, I want to beg Nigerians, if they can reject this party called APC, if they can reject it, it's only our problem in this country. Insecurity, killings, starvation, hunger, everything. Look, okay, how many people died in Kaduna yesterday and the Nasarawa state? About hundreds of Nigerians. Nigerians, please, if you want to move forward, reject APC. For you to reunite, to be one once again, to be great again, reject APC. If you want to be with the APC, whatever you see, you dead. Thank you. Have a nice deliberation.
All right. Hello.
Hello, Francis.
Yes, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. My name is Henry Jeregbe.
Henry, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Thank you. Sometimes it baffles me if the president, Senate president, the speaker, they are from the same party. Last, the 8th Assembly, we were told that Saraki was a assembly block to most of the policies that they were actually wanted to execute. But we saw how those guys managed the National Assembly leadership. But over the time, they told us that they were ready to be there for Buhari to achieve a lot. But what purpose means now is that Buhari has never reciprocated that kind of gesture. all the borrowings, all the complaints that we complain from this side of the divide, they never listen. They go ahead and sign it off. But this one thing that Buhari will actually do for us and do for National Assembly, if they have a relationship, either of the same party, he would have gone ahead and do it. But now is the time for the leadership to mobilize the House, the Senate and the House of Reps. Guys, let's do this for ourselves. Let's do it for Nigerians. Let's redeem our image. So that tomorrow we will be, you know, somehow, you know, caution ourselves to say that they are rubber stamp. This is the very time they will tell us that they are not rubber stamp. So, President, this non-assent to this bill, the electoral bill, to me, is more than the June 12 amendment.
All right, it's 1 minute on the round table. Thank you. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon to you.
How is the day today?
Very well. I mean, Kim is here. Good. The Oracle
My
is here.
My name is Elder David.
Elder David, you are welcome. Let's talk.
Yes. Regarding the electoral bill, with what the Senate president spell out there, to me, I call it a technical knockout. Because if you look at it deep, I don't see much of what he explained that will not allow the president or himself to go ahead and approve this bill. Because it's just like the story of a father telling his children, today is Christmas, he say yes. Have you eaten? He say yes. Because in truth and honest, it just I see a lot of flimsiness there for a whole Senate president to spell out this letter. And based on the reason which, according to, if I may understand English very well, to me, I don't see any reason why that electoral bill will not be passed. So, are you journalists too? You guys echo some, a kind of, I don't know how to explain this thing. But I pray the senior president should look at it and go ahead and sign.
Thank you.
Because they should go ahead and sign. That is just all for now. All right. Have a nice day.
And you too. Okay, let's see. If
a lot rests on their shoulder at this moment, and it will be a determining factor if they sign, if they
override
the president on this one or not, and how they'll be perceived by a lot of Nigerians.
And I mean, a lot of Nigerians begin to also put some kind of level of also pressure to the Senate. You're saying, you know what, let's see who you are. Are you actually representing us, or where did you stand? Is it more of the party or about us?
Exactly.
Who actually sends you there to represent us? But then again, watch out for the Senate, the National Assembly, basically, and see how they react to this.
Let's take more calls.
Hello, Kem.
You're welcome.
Kem, good afternoon. LFC.
Yes, good afternoon.
Sorry, is my mic on?
Very much on.
Okay, okay. This is the comrade.
You're welcome, comrade.
Yeah, Onyemaechi. That means who knows tomorrow? Yeah. Please, my brother Okwe, you don't need to beg Nigerians to know what they're supposed to do. Yes, they should continue voting as they like. Now, but you go tell man. Let me talk about the issue. I don't know which of the Senate president are you people talking about. Is he the one that told us that it is what the Mr. President wants, that they will do everything he wanted?
A comrade.
That's what Nigerians want.
Comrade.
My brother.
The last I check, I know that we have only one Senate president.
And that's what I'm saying. Now, the current one I'm talking about, not Saraki now.
Okay, because
removed Saraki.
You were asking us which of the Senate presidents, so I was
okay,
beginning
sorry.
To wonder.
Sorry, it's a slip of tongue.
All right.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, there is one question I would like to ask.
Okay.
But I think I should leave this question. Maybe, may God keep us, all of us, alive.
Amen.
Until we get to point. But if I should ask this one, please, which God are these our leaders worship? Which God are they worshiping?
All right, Austin, since you have gone into that realm of questioning their God, let's drop it there. Thank you very much.
And last I checked, Nigeria is a secular state, which also means that everybody has the right to worship
what they want to.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't ask them to go to worship when we were voting them into office. That was not one of the criteria.
The only criteria we knew is the party they represent. Hello.
Hello, who look more? Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, you're welcome.
Good evening, hello, Susie.
Mike, when wind blows, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Thank you. I don't need to repeat what everybody has been saying. What I want to add is, you see, that reason Mr. President gave that we should give Nigerians every political parties right to associate, right to make choices. Why are they not applying that to we, the commoners? For instance, they are cowing up the people. I'm sure you saw when the protests, maybe, or they are locking people out of the offices because of not taking COVID-19, right? For me, I just, when Swat and Debbie was there, I said, look, for me, political parties in Nigeria is like, it's more or less like cult groups for me, because the reason I say so is that you see them jumping from one to the other, but they will never allow independent candidacy. Why? If truly they are looking at democracy, where we copy this, our federal democracy from, there is room for independent candidacy. So if Mr. President and Lawan, Bajalama, all people of them are sincere, honest, and serious, why are they not looking at the area of independent candidacy? For me, I don't know. I'm living there.
All right, Mike, when wind blows, and just before we get to the next set of calls, to just let you know that the Senate approved the President's request to extend the 2021 budget implementation year to March 2022, as we also see an increase in the budget. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the cycle for two budget cycles now, we've been consistent with implementing from January. But there's a request for this one to be extended. I'm trying to get the detail of it out. The system is frozen. Let's take that call and hope it's up after the caller.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Kim.
Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to El Cizi.
Good afternoon.
My name is Nanfa. I'm calling from Guarimpa, Kim.
You're welcome.
Thank you. On the issue of this deal, you see, Nigerian politicians, most of them, they claim to be Democrats. Because this deal should have been a deal that would give power to us, electorate, and also ginger some of us who are not carrying members of some of these political parties to join political parties so that we'll be fully involved in politics in this country. Unfortunately, they gang up against us, then they bring all those kind of flimsy excuses to say that because of this reason we are not going to sign the bill. The PDP that is an opposition, you see, they keep mum about this bill. They didn't say anything because when that bill was passed, they were the first people to issue a statement kicking against it. Now, you see, they have never issued any statement as Mr. President returned that bill to the National Assembly. This is to tell my fellow Nigerians that these people have a gang up against us. We should be watchful over them, be pretending to us to be Democrat, whereas many of them are not Democrat, as they claim. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. So the Senate has approved the request by President Buhari to extend the 2021 budget implementation year from December 2021 to March 2022. The President's request was contained in a letter to the Senate President Ahmed Lawan, who read it out during the plenary on Tuesday. It said the National Assembly, he also asked the National Assembly for environment of the 2021 budget, and the letter, the President sought an extension of veto match because the federal government is looking to fund critical and urgent needs provided for in the appropriation bill. And that's the reason for the extension, to say there are certain things critical in that particular bill, 2021, that they are not met yet, and they need more time for it to just be covered there.
Just maybe one of those critical things was what Femi Adesina said one time this year, when he said in 2022 we'll see a lot of infrastructure, as it were, a lot of things will happen in 2022. So just maybe it's part of the reason why this extension has been sick, we don't know.
Well, they're also saying they need funding to even implement the 2022 budget, so you also need that level of planning to get there. So let's be done with 2021 so that we can at least mark ourselves good on
good
on a lot of the levels. So that's that in which the Senate has since approved it. And you know, we have a new Minister of Power.
Mm.
The senators also approved that, and the minister is already talking about Mambila project and other projects that he will see to.
He should not be hasty to talk.
I remember the last conversation we had where you were here.
He should not.
He should study the play very well.
Talking from outside is not it. And I know, of course, with this kind of. With this going to the Senate and having the Senate speak to him and all that, ideas are always good when you start on paper, but field work is always different. What is on the field is not exactly what is on the paper. So I would advise that before he starts talking, he needs to go out there and see. The man who was removed, why was he removed? Was it that he was really incompetent or... the system his did not make him or his hands were just tight. You know, there are a lot of things when it comes to power. And I mean, sometimes we talk about discos, another time we're talking about jankos, another time we're talking about neck and the likes of that. So for you to just you get into it and you start having to talk and having conversation, Oga, be calming down, because there's a lot that is being expected from that particular minister.
Well, he's promised to tackle the challenges surrounding the takeoff of the Mambila power project, that's for starter, and then dealing with other issues in the power sector also. Well, let's go back to the phone line. Sound advice from Sahel. Calm down.
Hello.
Hey, Major.
Looks like that person was buying my money and not giving him change. Hello.
The billionaire. Happy travel every day.
Good afternoon. Me, Daniel. You are welcome.
Happy birthday to you, Kim. I don't have much credit. I will have passed one for you, but let's keep it in the next 48 hours.
All right, so.
How you doing, Kim? How is your body?
I'm fine and well.
Don't give excuse. Say you are not feeling for a birthday. I don't want to hear that. You must fulfill what I told you. You get. Congratulations. Happy birthday to you. Long life and prosperity, my dear. Kim.
Yeah.
Continue to do good. LFEC, continue to do good. So that when you and I hold, we leave this world. Legacy will stay for us. People will see our children. They will hug them. They will be happy. 1985, somebody does not have legacy. 2015 to 2019, the same thing. 2019 to date again.
What are you talking about?
Hold on, because when you talk about 1985, I mean, and from there you just transcended into 2015 and 20.
I don't need to mention somebody's name. You people understand me.
But my own is that I thank God
that my father leave good legacy. My father's name ring bell in my village. I can move in anywhere. I can beg God. Say, God, because of good things that my father did, God, please help me. And it always be. Mr. President, what is going to be your legacy? Every time people talk about you, it's negative side. God bless you all. Thank you. Kim, happy birthday once again.
It's not even my birthday yet.
It's like the birthday speech is already... I mean, he called in the morning to also speak about your birthday. I mean, Adewumi is looking forward to...
He knows.
He's just counting down.
He's been doing countdown. The birthday is in 2 days. I mean, that's why he said 48 hours. Adewumi knows the hours, the minutes, and the exact second to Kim's birthday. Adewumi, I don't know if we'll be doing jollof rice for this Kim's birthday. I did keep a pack for you, but if we're not doing... I will send you. Adewumi, I would have loved to send you money, but the money is inside my car. So how do we do? Don't call back, Adewumi. Thank you.
All right, I think it's a healthy place for us to take a break. We mentioned I'll be looking at the insecurity and how to fix that problem in northern Nigeria. Our guest is already in the studio with us. Let's go for the news, and we're back with that conversation. Stay with 95.1 Nigeria Info.